Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Look, let's start it. I've got to say it. Perry, you are about to be 30 years old. It looks a bit different. We've got some slightly deflated balloons. There's a slightly deflated 30 in the background. We've got some, what are they called?
A sash.
No, that's not a sash.
Bunting.
Yeah, I think so. Bunting.
Bunting, yeah. Little dangly bits in the studio. We've got balloons.
I can't believe it.
No expense spared.
Some expenses.
Some expense. Some. The balloons do keep randomly popping, which is quite terrifying.
And they're not even like blown up to the max. So no. They're just cheap.
Just cheap balloons. But where there has been no expense spared, a tiara.
It says 30.
With 30 on it. And you mentioned it. We have a sash that says 30 and fabulous. And that is so
you. I thought it was going to say I'm flirty.
Okay, so
this is the first sash I've ever worn.
Well, why would you be wearing a sash at any other time?
Well, you have a birthday once a year.
You don't always have to wear a sash on your birthday.
You don't have to.
You're going to wear one on your hendy.
That's true. We have
a cake.
This is called a Wiggles. It's a fake Colin the Caterpillar.
Once again, expense has been spared.
Some expense has been.
I've not even
spared.
Got a proper Colin.
So I'm going to pop. I'm going to pop Should a proper Colin? Colin. I'll pop your proper Colin over here.
Pop your proper Colin.
It was good.
This is no. I'll tell you what is crazy. Seeing that on a balloon.
How are you feeling? The little kid from Diversity turns 30 years old. There's going to be a lot of people out there going, "Fuck, I'm old."
Believe it.
Do you know what I mean?
I thought the semi beard would help people come to the terms with the fact that I'm a bit older, but nope. Let that be your marker. 30.
It's nuts, isn't it?
That's insane.
Does feel.
We won BGT when I was 13.
No, I feel old. Because what am I? I'm 32. Obviously, now only a couple years older than you. Ash, you are 37. 40. Sorry,
37.
What? 40.
37.
Seven. Tell you what, though. Closing the gap now.
Closing the gap, but still 7 years older than Pearl. Mad.
It's quite it is kind of mad.
It's quite a jump.
Yeah. I'm gonna gear change. I'm going to tone shift.
Why? It's about his birthday.
His birthday.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay, fine.
It's a weird, dare I say, emotional feeling. You being 30.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, it's
really mental
wild.
Because so much of like our journey has been like to do with like we're on a mad timeline. Mm-hmm. And like because you were always like little Perry, now you're 30. It's nuts.
It is.
I love it. Jordan, we're going
to
bring it back.
He is,
we need it. We need
you're
that grounding.
Make a joke straight away. What, how about we respect me on my birthday, please?
I do respect you. I'm just happy.
For what?
All this shit you've given me. You're old. You're this. You're that. You're past it. Now look. 2 years between us and you're in your 30s.
Well, firstly, I'm not in my 30s.
Well, like, you are.
Once you're past 30, then you're living.
You are past 30. The moment you're in a second past your birthday.
I feel like I'm ready to like live in my 30s.
Okay. Before we start any of that, because there's a lot of chat about that, I'm going to basically give you, I'm only a couple years in, about to be 3 years in.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a handhold, a guide through being your 30s.
I don't think I want a guide from you.
You do. You need it. Well, first lesson, facing your responsibilities and tackling challenges head on. That's what you got to do when you're 30. I lost the MBE last week.
Oh, look at you just owning up to it. Yes. Because we could have skirted past that.
Could have. And I'm due to eat a tablespoon of wasabi.
All right. So let's get it going before we move on then.
Let's just do it.
Okay.
What is that?
That's a tablespoon of wasabi.
Well, that's not... First of all, that's a dessert spoon.
No, that's a tablespoon.
That's not something you'd serve flipping tiramisu on. That is... how flipping big is that spoon?
Now, that's not as much wasabi as I thought.
No, me neither.
What do you mean?
I thought it was going to be heaped. You know when you make like an Ovaltine?
Someone's done you a solid there.
Make a what?
An Ovaltine.
What's that? What is that?
like a Horlicks.
Right, yeah. It's like a malt-based drink.
Like a malt-based Ovaltine.
Like a 37-year-old's drink.
Yeah, but I don't think Ovaltine. I think Ovaltine is about 47. I don't know
if it's been around. Ovaltine slaps.
Okay. It might have slapped when we was on rations in the war, but I'm not sure it's... I was going to check if Ovaltine is still a bit.
Wait, let me just ask this question. Just no one else out there drinks Ovaltine?
No. Not anymore.
Everyone's
can you still...
Everyone's pretty much
no? Rob?
Ovaltine.
No, everyone's shaking their head.
Actually, no Ovaltine.
Adeola?
Adeola.
Whoa, no. Guys.
No.
Really?
Bro. You can still buy it.
Yes, bro. Of course you can still buy it.
You can still buy it.
Now you're 30, you might like it.
No.
That is crazy.
Oh, it bangs.
See, we've got chocolate flavour now.
It bangs. I'm telling you, Ovaltine.
Yeah, like a milk-based drink.
Ovaltine, I'm telling you.
Well, hang on. Ovaltine was banned.
Why?
For being too old.
Oh, sorry. My mistake, it was banned in Denmark.
Oh.
For not proving that their vitamins are actually effective or healthy.
Oh, so. Well, listen, Ovaltine, I'm telling you. Little hack for you there.
I'll tell Denmark that.
There you go. Right,
I'm concerned.
Got to take the whole thing, by the way.
Okay, what is...
Wasabi's not actually that bad.
Whoa, that doesn't smell how I thought it would.
Joel, take it all. Come on.
That's not wasabi. What were you pouring that?
Wasabi.
See, does wasabi smell fishy?
Fishy? Usually from...
No, I don't want your... Get your freakishly Wreck-It Ralph big hand away from me and my spoon, all right? Oh, it went on my nose!
Right, George, you got to do the whole thing.
Whole thing.
Can I just quickly say, I'll get my bottle of water ready.
Oh, you're not having the water straight away?
Oh, I had the water that I want. There was no water.
Nah.
Can I just say...
He makes his own rules.
You took... My own rules. No, I said I couldn't have water.
Yeah, but you're gonna okay, I'll tell you what you can't do though. You can't be doing none of that, like spooning water, like taking down like a freaking paracetamol.
That's what
give me the water. Right, Robert, producer Robert. There's no
right,
there's no way that's allowed.
Well, since when?
You've got to have at least right, like a right, 10, right, 15,
okay, 10 okay. seconds.
Okay, let me just quickly talk. In all the times you two have done MBEs and you, Ash, you can't even breathe a word. The way you flake out on MBEs. And I would have a couple of sips of water when I'm eating a table.
No, I'm just saying you can't have it like a paracetamol. You can't do it like a tablet.
Okay, well, it's not a tablet, is it? So it won't be like that.
No, you know what I'm trying to say, douchebag.
Come on, listen.
All right.
Douchebag.
Come on. Like an American teenager. Hey, douchebag.
Right. Come on.
Oh, that smells vile.
Come on down.
Come on.
10 seconds with no drink.
Get it down, yeah.
I'm not doing 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
I'm going to eat the wasabi. I'm going to swallow it. I'm going to hold. See how long. And if it's 5 seconds, it's five. If it's 10, it's 10.
Swash it around your mouth.
Why?
Just so we make sure you get the flavour.
Well, is that what you normally eat wasabi? Even little bits?
Well, you don't eat wasabi.
Okay, look, do you know what?
Just get three, two, one, get it going. Wow,
so I got a bit nervous.
Oh, hurry up.
Oh, shut up.
Hurry up.
All right, it's all right for you, innit?
One sec.
Sat there with your fucking tiara.
One sec.
Come on, let's go. Go.
No, you can't do that. That's cheating. Oh, why is it spitting on the floor?
It's the pain in my nose.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
Look at his eyes. Are you okay?
That was awful. That was so bad.
Explain the taste.
Insane hits down my nostrils. Yeah? All up the back of my nostrils. All down my nose.
No. Sorry. Because it's not spicy.
No, it's not spicy. It's literally just heat.
Yeah.
My stomach, I'm going to be weeing out my bum later.
You reckon?
I can already tell. Yeah. My stomach's hurting. I'm in actual pain.
He thought the water was going to save him. And I see him take a gulp. And I see him go, no,
he just swished it around.
He swished it around, didn't help.
You're right.
Oh, I'm not going to lie, yeah, my stomach's kidding.
Killing?
No. Can I quickly say?
Yeah. Where have you spat that?
No, I didn't spit anywhere. That
is
the first MBE when it comes to something like this that has actually been done. You taking the shot, you pour it in your mouth and spray out everywhere. Him eating something.
Yeah, but ours were disgusting things.
A tablespoon of wasabi.
Yeah, but it's
my
still
stomach
like,
hurts.
Yeah, but it's still like wasabi's like it tastes nice.
No, it's just a lot of it. No, it doesn't taste nice.
Firstly, I had to eat a chili, which I did. I had to take 3 bites of an onion, which I did. I had to sip that sick drink, which I did.
No, I think you tongued it.
You didn't do anything.
I did.
You didn't. I'm sick of these excuses.
Lick the spoon.
I'm not licking
it. Oh man, that was
well done though.
Well done. Good. Fair play.
Anyway, can we bring it back to my birthday or what?
Yeah. Oh, you are going to feel that, bro.
I'm going to be honest, I feel really sick already. My stomach's hurting.
My stomach's really hurting. It's my birthday.
No one cares.
He's in a bad mood now. Let's ignore him. Happy birthday, bro.
Thank you so much.
Can't believe you're 30.
30 years old. 30 Thanks years for the old. Gift.
Do you think, Pil, people...
Are we doing the oath or not?
Oh, yeah. Let's do the oath. It's coming.
Okay, and then we'll get into it. 3, 2, 1. We swear on my life today.
Okay, let's try something else. Follow me. 3, 2, 1.
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Mm. Anyway, back. What was you saying?
I was saying, do you think now you're 30, you could be in your 30s and people are still going to go, oh, the kid from the other... Oh, yeah. You haven't been a kid for forever. So it's like, do you think people are still going to think that about you?
I don't think I'll...
Do you think you'll ever shake that off?
No.
Mm.
It's like when that kid that played... You're kid. You're right.
You're right.
Oh, well, my stomach's really hurting.
Is it really?
Wouldn't happen that fast.
It's hurting.
It wouldn't happen that fast, though.
Well, evidently it does, because guess what? My fucking stomach's hurting.
I think it's placebo.
It's not placebo. My stomach hurts.
Oh.
Okay. We'll see how you develop over the ep. See how it marinates.
Go on, then. Guys,
go on, Pel. Macaulay Culkin, was you talking about?
Macaulay Culkin, yeah. Or the kid from Stuart Little. He went and started to go dating a couple of years back. And everyone was like, you're just a little kid from Stuart Little. Just a grown man. That is me. I've kind of accepted it. And it's also nothing like, it's not like I've done something like bad when I was, it's a cool thing. It's a cool thing to be known for. But I think I'll always be the little kid on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I also don't want to lose that at all.
I think it depends. I think like.
Oh, can I also say, I'd like to evolve into like, and definitely like be known for not just the little kid.
I think you have though.
Oh yeah. And I think I'll continue from here.
Mm.
But I think it's hard. I think it's just hard to shake something
to
like
shake
that.
Shake something like that.
It's such a big. Yeah. Moment.
Yeah, no, I hear it.
Yeah, no?
Because I think you're one of them people who, you know the way they say, like, well, I don't know, everyone's got a different, like, template, innit? But you know the way some people, like, I don't know, they spend their 20s, like, going nuts.
Mm.
And then, like, their 30s are like, oh, what do I do? And then they sort of, like, you know, then their 40s, it gets, and then you kind of progress more and more.
Yeah.
I feel like you're, like, younger years and through your 20s, like, we've done some crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The work rate's
been mad. Yeah. I feel like now you're 30. I don't know, I get the vibe that your 30s are going to be more like just
living life. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I get that
Absolutely.
Vibe.
Absolutely. Is that how it
What's
was?
What's up?
I see ours, brother.
My stomach's burning, bro.
Is it burning?
Your bumhole's going to burn.
Sound like a threat.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
Your bumhole's gonna burn.
Happy birthday.
That is so ominous. Let me ask you a question.
Please do.
Were you sorry, I don't know what that was about. Let me ask you a question. Were you expecting from your 30s?
What am I expecting?
Not like give me a flipping year by year, day by day plan, but yeah, what's your expectations?
My expectations. I've had little moments. This is the first birthday that I've thought about. All the other years tend to like, I feel like you either get excited for it, like I'm going to be 18 or I'm going to be 21 or blah, blah, blah. This is the first time I'm a bit like, oh, does it feel different? Because also when you watch movies and when like you hear people talk about their 30s, it's a bit like, yeah. But I'm not scared in that sense. I do feel like when I was just chatting to Ash, I think it's, you was having your little moment. I think, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
No.
You're struggling.
No.
You're really struggling.
I just burped and tasted wasabi. I'm so sorry.
I was going to say that I think there's going to be a lot of living. I don't know. I'm just ready.
What constitutes living? Because some people be like, living, I'm going to go and explore my life. To some people, that's going for a season in Ibiza. For other people, that's traveling the world. Do you know what I mean?
Bit of everything. Bit of travel, trying some new things. I'm starting a new podcast, Sisters Covered. What? There's nothing actually weird about that. Is there something weird about that?
Sounds a bit weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just me and a couple nuns.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. It's not what I thought it was. Even you and a couple of nuns is a weird enough saying that.
Okay, fine. Sorry, I took it weird. But yeah, I just think just trying some new things.
How much stock do you take in? Because you hear, I think, well, basically, when I say you hear, you see it on TikTok. And so when you people say now you hear, it's primarily through TikTok and social media now in these days, isn't it? So sorry.
Did you say?
Just give me a second.
Is it there? Is it on your chest?
It's right there. Yeah, it feels like it hasn't. No. People always say
30s are the best years of your life.
I'm ready for
that. You're young enough that you can still do what you want, but you're old enough to have a bit more self-assurance and
have
been through certain things. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that? Is that what you feel like you're
doing? Yeah. I feel like...
I wouldn't. I think that it's not quite that.
Why?
Stuff isn't quite figured out, in my experience.
Go on.
I'm just saying, don't think you're running into pure, unadulterated happiness. Because you might not be. And it's just food for thought.
Negative Neil over there.
Negative? It's quite negative.
Well, hang on.
I'm actually really excited I've got Tiara.
Yeah, and you should be. Without jokes, I just think that, you know, maybe you maybe aren't quite in your 20s anymore and don't have all that youth and all that energy.
I think I've got the youth.
And all that optimism.
And the energy and the optimism.
Okay, well then maybe...
So do I. Yeah. You have...
I think I genuinely do.
Oh, you think he has it or you have it?
He has it.
Yeah, he might do. Mm. Maybe him.
You're just saying you don't. You didn't.
Well, maybe a couple of us in the room don't. You know, maybe some of us are a bit older.
Yeah, old at heart.
Old at heart. No, I'm joking. No, I just think I find that really interesting because it's only ever people who are 30 plus who say it. Of course it's them because they're the ones who've experienced it. But a lot of those people I look at who say it, I'm like, oh, you don't look like you're, you know, having a time of your life. You look like, you know, you know.
Who, you?
No, not me, because I'm not the one who say it. I'll fully admit, I think 30's still, you know, still quite hard. I think every stage of life is quite hard.
Yeah, I guess...
I'll be honest, for the last few minutes, I don't have a clue what you talk about.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing that 30-plusers do. They dissociate. They don't want to hear stuff.
Summarise what you mean. Just go. Okay. Bang.
A lot of people say you walk into your 30s and basically it's the best period because you're young enough to enjoy life but old enough to have some experience.
Yep.
And I just don't quite agree with that.
Understood.
That's it.
Okay.
That's
fine.
All. So I just wanted to know what you expect. And then that's when you call me Negative Nelly because I just said I'm not sure.
I expect all that to be legit.
Okay. I was just trying to give him a reality check. It isn't.
Let me caveat, right? At 29, Pell's got a house full of plants, an arga.
Yeah.
He does city trips. Pell is he's someone walking into his 30s with 30-year-old energy. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Pell's going to have a good 30s, I think. Whereas, you know, you and I, maybe a little more chaotic at 30.
Yeah, at 30, I had 3 kids and I was married and 4 chihuahuas.
Oh, my God.
Slightly different stages in life. But happiness in different forms.
What form?
It's not your own happiness. It's your children's. And
that's the shit.
No, I turned 30 in a circus tent.
You did? Yeah, we was on a circus tour.
We were on a circus tour.
How long was that tour?
Touring in 2018.
Nearly a decade. That's when you turned 30.
So anyway,
Stepping into your 30s,
child, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and I was in it, literally, we were touring a circus tour, touring a tent. Like, life was kind of just
a bit
way more, and also like uncertain, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, Pell, I'm excited for your 30s for you. I think it's nuts.
Yeah, I'm right. Genuinely. Yeah. Let me pump the brakes, stop all the jokes. I do think everyone's stages of life are different.
Yeah.
I think I just feel older in my 30s now than you ever will in your 30s because, like you said, by the time I hit my 30s, I had a 6-year-old, a 5-year-old, a newborn. Do you know what I mean? Married, this, that. Obviously, you might as well be married. It's not you and Jess are like locked solid, but so that, not on that side. But when I say the responsibilities are different, I suppose you're entering 30s, like you said, with this sort of new lease of life. I just felt no different in my 30s than I did in my 20s, except now I'm just a bit more tired, a bit more injuries, a bit less time. That's how I personally feel.
Yeah, I hear it.
I just think you have to be in a different state. So I actually do think, for all my jokes, that does apply to someone like Pell. Young enough to still enjoy life, but old enough to have a bit more, you know, older head on wise head on young shoulders, whether it is something like that.
Yeah.
I remember, Pell, when you were young, like maybe still like teenager, but like 18, 19 teenager. And I remember being in my 20s and saying to you and Mitch, you were like similar age, have you guys ever had cramp in a performance or ever had ever found it difficult? And you're both there like, eating at McDonald's before a flipping 2-hour show going, nope, never done what it feels like.
I used to wish for it. I used to want it.
Yeah, you used to want cramp.
I think everyone gets to feel that.
And I used to say to you, as you get older, bro, your body will change and like it won't be that easy. So now you're in that stage. I'm saying that then when you get into what happens is, bro, like what you notice changes, I think, is like recovery. Mm. And like your body, you can still do it all.
Just takes longer to bounce back.
Your body changes.
I already feel that. genuinely, like when we
you really
out,
started to feel the change at 29.
At 29, exactly. Yeah. I'm always like, oh, that hurt, or like it's but, taking a bit longer.
But that's what I said. Everyone's different. So I would say, all jokes aside, physically, I'm probably older than Ash in terms of like injuries and being prone to injury and bouncing back and healing. I'll probably say I'm older than Ash. You probably more than anyone. Like you said, you're already starting to feel it a little bit compared to when you was 13, 14. But then you've been doing these tours and these shows and all this physical output on that scale from a much younger age. Probably a bit more conditioned to it. You know, I think all that stuff, again, as much as I was making jokes 5 minutes ago, I think, like Ash said, he's excited for your 30s. So am I for you. Because I think as much as there is, the, of course, the physical aspect of getting older, you just seem a lot more sure about what you want, where you're going, how you're doing it. Mm. I think that's a really powerful place to be in, especially when it's you and Jess to kind of worry about, or really, Jess is a grown woman, but yourself to worry about. There's not all these extra responsibilities yet.
Yeah, I think that's a wicked place to be in. I don't feel the amount of pressure that people say comes.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like a lot of people. Yeah. Also, I'm quite lucky that I've done some of those older things when I've been younger. Do you know what I mean? Like I moved out super young.
I think some people in their 30s, some people in their 30s still think they're waiting for their start, which is fair. Like 30s is no age, really.
Whilst we're on a serious tone for a sec, let me just quickly say this to normalise it. If you're 30, you could be 40. I know, you could be 50. I think if you don't know what you're doing, or you're thinking, oh, I'm going to make a big change, or like, you know, your life's changing around, I think that's also not only normal, but fine.
Healthy, if anything is needed.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think that there's that culture now that it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm turning 30, or I've done this, or I've achieved this, especially like social media peddles, like if you're not 25 and you haven't done or got these things, you're not successful. It's like... Nonsense. Like I just feel like as you get older, like whatever stage you're in, it's just about being sure in yourself and, you know, pushing for whatever you want. And I think if you're 30 odd and you're still like figuring it out, if you're 40 odd and figuring it out, so be it. But that's why I'm excited, because you're in a position where like you've achieved tons, you know who you are, you got like an identity, a brand and all of that stuff. And like, then you're growing up and you're like, right, well, now I'm grown, but I'm young enough to go out there and do stuff. Mm. I think that's a mad, like, privileged place to be.
Oh, yeah, massively.
Yeah, it's a sick place to be, bro.
Even when I think about, like, having kids eventually, do you know what I mean? I'm still not... A lot of people, once again, feel the pressure. You hit 30, like, it's now got to happen. And also, we don't know what's going to happen, you know? But I feel no way... I'm once again, not in a rush.
Yeah,
I don't feel like I've hit 30. I'm like, cool, I now need to do that.
Beautiful place.
I'm so ready to be like, okay, I could be 30, I could be 35, I could be 40, for all I care.
It's weird to hear, not weird to hear, it's good to hear. You talk, so I said, I think from a mental perspective, you think back to, okay, first of all, when we first met Pell, 11, 12 years old, legit, we've said it before, we'll say it again, was a legitimate mute for the first 18 months, 2 years that I knew him. Would come and stand next to me and would want to be around before I spoke, nod his head and wouldn't say nothing, like literally didn't speak. To like, even after winning Britain's Got Talent, still quiet, doing all these really cool things. And it was good with us, like diversity and me and Ash and like your really good family, obviously really close friends and that. But even so, like, I remember when me and you, we went to an awards evening,
right?
Where Perry won.
Right. No, it's changing.
Let's go. Let's gear it up. Let's gear up. Come on.
Let me explain why it's funny. We went to somewhere called, he won an award called Glasses Wearer of the Year. What was you, about 18?
No, I hadn't moved out.
You hadn't?
So I reckon I must have been 17.
Okay, 17-ish.
Old enough.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he wins this award. And he has to get up on stage. And you know what it's like? You go to like these celebrity events. It's basically everyone in the room is someone on TV or quite famous, and they're all staring at you.
Okay, yeah.
And it can be intimidating, even going up to accept the award.
Yeah.
But he had to write a speech. Now, I'm sat in the audience. I went for more. It was Pell, mum, because obviously diversity manager, and I went for moral support.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pell gets up on stage, and I remember even in the car, you were talking to me about this speech.
Yeah.
Do you have it prepped for a little while?
Oh, yeah, because I wasn't a talker, like you said. So. Yeah. I would probably say about 3 weeks.
Okay.
I've prepped a speech for 3 weeks.
Oh, God. Just giving me anxiety for you.
And this speech, spoiler alert, goes tits up almost immediately. All right? Because he gets up on stage and it's Gok One presenting it. Perry Kylie! Perry comes out. Crowd goes mental. I'm leading the charge, yeah? Because I'm one, buzzing for him, but more importantly, I know how nervous he is. Mm. So me and Mum, yeah, Barry, we're clapping, this and that. Gets up there. The first 30 seconds of this speech, when I say absolutely nails it, do you know what he does? Says thank you and acknowledges the fact, look, I'm not used to speaking to audiences. I normally like to stick to dancing and this is really out of my comfort zone. So thank you for the award, but thank you for listening to me. And I might keep it short and sweet because I'm not brilliant at this stuff. The room erupts. You know, when like you're the underdog, everyone's got your back.
Right, yeah,
and
yeah,
I went, Pell, you've done it.
Let's go.
Let's go now. Woo! He nods, nods. Gokwan steps forward, puts his hand on his shoulder. It's like, it's done. Then he does. The applause dies down. And rather than pick up the award and leave, he goes, and I just want to say, no, and everyone goes, okay, mm-hmm. Waiting now. Okay. He goes, Gokwan goes, let's give him a round of applause. Woo! Starts clapping. Just leave now. Just leave. He goes, thank you. But I just want to say, okay, so we're on the second one now. Everyone's waiting. I, after 10 seconds, then go, come on, Pell. Crowd starts going, come on, Pell. Could have just gone, do you know what? Thank you. Give it another few seconds. He goes, but I just want to say, and I went, right, do you know what? To the point when Gokwan steps in front of him and goes, let's hear it for Perry, and literally ushers him off stage. Then, tell him the killer. Tell him the killer part.
Well, firstly, I was mortified, obviously, because that's the worst scenario I could have even imagined. That's why I rehearsed for 3 weeks, and I still landed with the same scenario.
Yeah.
I got home, obviously, I was traumatised for a solid couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Next minute, knock on the door, delivery, and it's just addressed to me. I've not ordered anything. I thought, what's this? Unwrap this lovely gift-wrapped item. It's a 17-inch MacBook Pro.
The Apple awards MacBook evening Pro. Felt so bad. They sent him a brand new MacBook Pro.
They felt so bad for me. I got a laptop.
And guess what I got?
But at first, I thought, oh, wow, if you win an award, you get a laptop. No, it turns out that they just felt so sorry for me.
Oh,
it
was gosh,
so it just solidified how awful it went.
And I had to sit through it, didn't get nothing.
Yeah, fine.
Poor you.
No, I'm just saying. Think about how many times my hands are raw. I was there like, trying to cheer you on, trying to get him going. Just...
Oh, there's more to the story too.
What's that?
Then I sold that Mac to Ash for about 800 quid.
That's not the one you still got, is it? No, that's old now. You sold me that.
Yeah, I used it for a couple years.
No,
and Ash was like, oh, I need one of those. And I was like, yeah, no, do you want this one? He's like, yes, please. I said, perfect, just transfer me 800 quid and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Made a profit on it.
He did, he made a profit on it. That's good moves, bro.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We need to think of a good would you rather off the back of this. Something to do with your 30s.
Let's say you're going to live until you are, nice pick a nice age, 100.
Yeah.
Nice round age. Would you rather now remain 30 for 70 years or grow and just live normally?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh.
So experience
Jess,
life.
Jess continues that.
Yeah, just you.
Oh.
And let's say your kids in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Right, so that means they'll be 65 by the time you thingy. But when they're like 50, 60, you'll still look like you. You'll still look like...
Really?
Basically, you have the complex everyone thinks you got, like you're just never aging or actually just age normally.
Yeah, would you grow old or would you not?
This is quite a deep question.
See, in a relationship, see when people get like old and saggy,
mm-hmm.
do you find your partner attractive in the same way? Like, do you see them old and saggy or do I see them as a 30-year-old?
Stop saying old and saggy. It's so disrespectful.
Well, that's what everyone gets old and saggy.
I think we are still too young to tell.
But I want to ask, do you know when, okay, so there's been a few times like I'll be out at like a restaurant and you see an old couple and it's so lovely to look over and you see they're so in love, but it's gross. Do you know what I mean? No, the love isn't gross. The love isn't gross.
You need to go therapy, bro.
Listen to that sentence. You see it, it's beautiful, but it's gross.
No, sometimes you see him kiss and you think that's so lovely, yeah. But I'm like, what? But that is gross. That
what
is grim.
Wrong with you two?
Not kissing.
Do you know what I mean?
Anyone kissing? You can love someone young and saggy.
Okay, I mean, not the conversation, but sagginess isn't the issue here.
So wait. So you're saying the issue is old.
It's the old saggy age.
Old saggy wrinkly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The lot. Face, boobs, balls.
Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Right. Well, she's 70 odd, but she's also in.
But she looks. She's not saggy at all. Yeah, but my point is.
Yeah, but she's not. Yeah, she's not fair to.
Yeah, but my point is that it's not age, then it's sagginess, because you're saying if she's old, it doesn't matter as long as she looks young. Whereas I'm saying, so really, then
I still feel like Kris Jenner kissing wouldn't be a good thing to see.
So I'm trying to say, of course you can.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is that when, say, me and Jess get old, do I see her? Is she always the same to me, or do I look at her and think
she's aged? You probably just want different things when you're older. But you think, oh, nice. Still,
wait, what are you saying? You're saying I want someone younger?
No, I'm saying she'll still be attractive to you.
Like this? Do you reckon she'll be attracted to me when I'm saggy?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You sort of grow and thingy with each other. Yeah, fine. So that's what I'm saying.
But does love overtake that, or are you still attracted?
I think about Barry. When you got him, he didn't smell, normal size, like normal weight, didn't make them funny noises. And then as he got older, he smells and, you know, he goes.
Old people smell, but Barry smells like several old, like of the oldest. Like, not alive. Do you know what I mean? Like, he fucking stinks.
Okay.
You know
what
I mean? But you love him more, if anything, not less.
because of that. Yeah. Only I could love him.
Right.
Flaws and all.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, of course you don't. You love someone more and more, no?
I'll get old then.
Yeah, I think
I think that's the
I'll get old.
Because I still think that's I see that question all the time, I follow a lot of superhero pages on TikTok, and it always come up with, you can pick three of the six options. And one of them I always debate is about being immortal. Part of me always wants to say yes, because I'm like, oh, it would be sick. Obviously, you just stay as you are. But then I just think that would be the worst thing ever, man. Don't you think? You just repeat that cycle over and over and over. In 200 years, you have another family.
Without getting too deep on it, I think that's what it is. It's not being immortal. It's being immortal in this cycle.
Just constant.
That's crazy.
It's just constant. Yeah. Like, I think you've got to go, this has gone really dark, really quick.
Really dark, really
quick. We've all got to die, but you know what I mean? I think that's probably the way to do it.
Old and saggy for the men.
Old and saggy for
the men. And I'll let other people be icked at my saggy kisses.
Here you go.
Do you know what I mean?
And you stay happy. That's the 30 mindset talking. Right, well, obviously you're being interrogated. It's a birthday interrogation. Are you ready?
Interrogate away.
Would you rather have Barry Keoghan or Paul Mescal play you in a biopic?
Paul Mescal.
Okay.
Would you rather have won BGT at the age you were, or have been 10 years older?
Oh, age I was.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather spend your 30th birthday with Tom Holland or Daniel Radcliffe?
Tom Holland.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice.
Would you rather have a flash mob sing happy birthday to you in the street, or have to give a speech at your old school titled 30-second life lessons from a 30-year-old dancer?
No way. Give me flash mob.
Really, yeah.
Flash mob, absolutely.
Would you rather have a 30th birthday party organised by me or by Ash? And I already know who you should pick. I already know. Okay. Why by Ash and not me?
Because I don't think there will be a birthday party if it's you.
That's not true.
What would you do?
For a birthday party?
Yeah.
Music, balloons, cake.
Yeah, and that sums it up.
Yeah.
That sums it up. Ash actually threw you a 30th birthday party.
And it was sick.
It was the best party I've ever
really,
been to.
Really, really good. Really good.
He had,
hold my hands
he had
up.
An entire LED screen.
Yeah.
There was a bar.
Yeah.
DJs.
Yeah.
Bucking cool. Bronco.
Yeah. Shisha lounge upstairs.
Shisha lounge.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Candy floss machine.
Yeah, it was really good.
Fire breathers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, you really, you went all out.
Yeah, great.
Confetti but then, machines.
To just also add, it's also New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but it was his.
Yeah, it was for, okay,
don't take away the specialist.
No, I wasn't. I was just trying to say that I wasn't that extra. It was because it was the combined thing.
Okay.
Well, it was great. He's literally.
No, fair choice. I'd pick him as well. I'd pick him as well. Fair choice.
Can I quickly just add here? I said 30-second life lessons from a 30-year-old dancer, but it's not 30 seconds. It's just
30 life lessons.
30 life lessons.
And he still didn't pick it. Even
no.
If,
I've not so I made 30. It easier. But
oh, I've not got 30 life lessons.
You probably have.
No.
I reckon you could have them.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine talking to yourself when you was in school. You'd have 30 lessons, wouldn't you? Mm.
Be more confident, more sure of yourself.
Oh, well, I can lift them out like that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't buy a smelly dog. Loads.
No, I would always bought the smelly dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to learn a lesson twice, I guess.
I think he's probably one of the best dogs ever.
Yeah.
Barry? 100%.
He is.
No, as a companion, obviously not like a guard or anything like that. That's not what you got him for. As a companion, up there, all seriousness, Barry is probably the best dog ever.
Yeah, yeah. He is. He's amazing. He is.
Always make you feel good about yourself as well.
Why?
Well, you'd be like, well, it could be worse. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No,
Jesus
blessing.
Christ, Jordan. Sweet Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. No speech, though.
No speech. Tom Holland or Daniel Radcliffe?
Tom Holland.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Daniel Radcliffe, we've met
both. And I think we're about the same age.
Yeah, no, I think he is. He's about 30. Yeah,
Tommy boy.
I think you two, well, we've met both. We've been lucky enough to interview both, right? Yeah. Tom Holland seems like more on your wavelength. I think Daniel Radcliffe, you love
Harry
Potter.
He's just older.
And I think Tom Holland's on your wavelength.
Yeah, I'd have to get into golf. He's quite heavily into golf.
And beer, what's that, zero alcohol beer?
Yeah,
stuff.
So I'd have to kind of get into those things.
But he's also got that thing where no matter how old he gets,
people see him young.
He'll still be Harry Potter.
Spider-Man?
No, Daniel Radcliffe.
I chose Spider-Man.
No, so I thought you were talking about Daniel Radcliffe.
No.
You're talking about Tom Holland?
Yeah. Keep up, sweetheart. We'll get there.
But to be fair, Tom Holland has that same thing.
No.
Tom Holland has the kind of youngish thing.
What everyone thinks he's
young. Younger?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He does.
He played Spider-Man until he was going. Yeah. He was like 15, 16, 17.
Mm. Yeah, true.
He's like 30.
Maybe we've all got that syndrome.
What syndrome?
Kid syndrome.
I don't know if that's what it's called.
Young syndrome?
Well, everyone just thinks you're...
But Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
Is he older now?
Yeah, he's like your age, I think.
But he...
What?
Go on, Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe's your age, I think.
No, he won't be older. Fuck was about 42 when he was in his last year of Hogwarts.
But people always see him as young, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. They all. Okay. The BGT question was a good one that you asked.
Oh, yeah. If I would have, I'll continue to, sorry.
Won it at 13 or when you were 23?
Yeah, thanks for getting out.
Sometimes I wish we won BGT when I was a bit older. Obviously, I was 16, so I was older than you. But I wish sometimes we would have been a bit older. Just so I could have, like, I don't know, it sounds silly, like, I would like to, I hear people talk about uni and not for like the educational purposes, just like living a bit of a life and having experience like a bit more of a normal job. Like by the time, if I was said 10 years or 26, I would have dabbled in different jobs maybe and tried different things and done this. Led a bit more of a normal, quote unquote, normal life before I'm not trying to say we're flipping running around like Justin Bieber now, but we didn't ever experience that kind of side of stuff. Even you was only 19. Mm. Do you know what I mean? 19, true. 20 or whatever.
Yeah, I would have been older.
You would have picked older.
Just a bit, though. Like, but then put yourself as a 13-year-old.
Definitely. I wouldn't have picked younger.
Oh, really?
Either way younger or like, but you see, like, the age you were at, 14, bro, that's a hard time regardless. I feel like just trying to figure it out, no? Just like, I don't know, man. Doing it out there. Like, I mean, that's the part I found hard. But like, doing it, like, I don't know, bro. I don't know what I'd pick. Grass is putting never greener with that one.
Yeah, exactly. Grass ain't greener.
But hey.
I also feel like I just would have wasted money if I was older.
Yeah, you're a lot of money saved and locked in. Yeah, speaking to someone,
you know what I mean?
I think I stole the worst of both worlds. I was young, but also had access to all of my money and rapidly wasted it
on
Dominoes and Ralph Lauren.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We know that.
What a combo.
Barry Keoghan or Paul Mescal playing you?
Barry Keoghan, I love him, but recently starts to freak me out.
Oh, he's giving you the creep.
Really?
Yeah, starting to scare me a little bit. Don't know. I feel like he can, like, I don't know. I feel like I'll catch him on a ceiling.
What, like a fucking daddy long legs?
Yeah, man. He gives me like like sleep paralysis demon.
Barry Keoghan?
Yeah. Like the
what is it? He can give you sleep paralysis or he is a sleep paralysis demon?
He's the demon.
Okay.
I can imagine if you woke up and you couldn't move and he walked in the room, you'd be freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, if I had to choose between Mescal or Keoghan walking in, I'm picking Paul.
And they're playing me in a movie.
Yeah. Which is why maybe Barry's a better choice for you.
Why?
Just he's a bit more, like, unique. He is. It's a bit more unique. And I think you've got a unique energy. It's not even an insult. Why is everything I say take as an insult?
And from their perspective, I guess they've got to look at it, like, which one of them wants to get cancelled as well.
Yes.
Who's going for...
Which one of them is going to have cane rows and paint themselves darker? Which one wants to lose their career?
They're like, you've got this role of Perry Carly, but you do have to do blackface.
To be fair, Peter Andre's bounced back, isn't he? After that, what's that film?
Jafaken. Did you see it?
I'm not going to say I spent an hour and a half of my life watching it.
I would have. It must be out on like Prime or something now. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Jafaken.
I'm going to watch it for my birthday.
There you go.
Yeah, if Andre can survive it, anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, well, look, it is MBE. It's time. That time. Oh, Ash.
Yeah, come on, let's do it. It's time for Ashley Banjo's massive birthday end.
And because of that, you're doing it.
No way. Yes.
We thought, you know what? Scrap the wheel. No. There's once a year that the MBE's already decided, and that is a birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, when was that decided?
Now.
Well, okay. Well, no.
Okay, Pete Truss, why not?
Because I'm not picking from that box and getting something awful.
You don't have to do that. We already know what the MBE is.
That's even worse. All right.
There's something to be said for this, though. If it's his birthday, should he be excluded or should he be the one that does it?
Yeah, I should be excluded or I get to choose who takes
what
on
about
the MBE.
Every time I got punched with birthday beats and you've been punched? You don't That's choose. True. That's but true. Your birthday is about being shamed slightly.
No, yeah. And that's just the worst outlook
Welcome
ever.
Welcome to your 30s.
What's he got to do?
That's not what I'm doing.
Bear in mind, this is not my challenge. Buddy.
I'm not doing that.
My challenge.
Oh, you got me that one.
What? Is
sing happy birthday.
No. 12 inches of
Colin Kaepernick.
Sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. That's the basketball player. Colin the Kaepernick. Not 12. 12 inches of Colin Kaepernick. Sorry.
Are you all right?
That is, sorry.
Yeah. Get at him.
That is.
Well, actually, I will do the NBA.
Sorry, that is horrendous.
All right, now your challenge is basically very quickly, you have to eat this entire Colin.
Well, okay, that's not as bad of an MBE.
That's it.
But I also think that because it's my birthday, you should do
I'm
it between
not eating
us.
An entire
12 time. Inches between the banjo bros. What a video.
Oh, my God. For that, I'm not doing it.
Oh, come on.
No, this is your, it's your challenge. It's
no,
your
it's
birthday.
Not.
It's your birthday.
What are we doing in this?
It's your birthday, Petunia.
I think, Phil, what about this? You have to eat.
Yeah.
As much of that cake as quickly as you can whilst Jordan and I sing happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, nice. So that's the duration you've got to eat for. We're going to sing happy birthday.
What an MBE.
And you've got to just continue to eat whilst we sing. Wait, that's the rules.
This is what it means to be 30.
Yeah.
And makes you challenge.
You can't stop. You can't stop. You've got to eat, yeah?
Oh, I'll tell you what. It's delish though.
Okay, well. Ready? In three.
Wait. How's best to do it? Like that?
No, I'll say double it. Like that, double hand.
I can't get my mouth around that.
I'm just so done with this. Pod sometimes.
That's it, yeah. That's what I'd say, yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to take his face. I don't want to look at him in the face.
Okay.
Two hands.
All right, producer Rob just in the background there. Thank you. 30 and 30, this is...
That's it. Oh, lovely. Right, but you have to just eat. You have to continue eating whilst we're singing the song.
Okay.
3, 2...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Dear Perry. Sorry, don't forget that.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, he's gagging.
You.
3 G's for good.
Hip,
hooray. That's one.
Then we've done one. Hip, keep going. Hip,
hooray. Last one, get it all in.
Hip.
Hooray!
Oh, well, happy birthday! Well
happy
done,
birthday,
my
lad! Bro, like, share, subscribe. All three of us are old now. We love
exactly.
you.
And don't forget, show your nan.
Show your nan.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.